The other day, we took our kids to see an equestrian show, and I brought my camera along to get some photos. I wanted to snap a few pictures of the kids, of course, but I also had a particular vision in mind for a photo. So this is what was going through my mind before the show as we were driving down to the arena. I wanted a picture of cowboy boots on a fence with horses in the background. I wanted to create a photo with a distinctly Western feel, and I figured that might be possible at a horse show where people wear cowboy boots. And what you see here is sort of the result of that vision, of the photo that I wanted to take. So I've got my son on the right and our friend's daughter on the left. And these two kids were just playing outside while the riders were warming up. You don't want to be this close to the arena during competition because you might scare the horses. But as these kids were just watching the riders warm up their horses, they stood by the fence and just watched. And I saw it as the perfect opportunity to get the type of photo that I wanted. But there's a couple problems with this. For one, kids move really quickly and they don't stay in place for long, especially when you're trying to take a photo. They usually do the opposite of what you tell them. So your best bet, if you're going to take photos of kids, your best bet is to just let the kids be kids and catch them being themselves. And that's kind of what you see here. You see my son, he's standing on his tiptoes like he really wants to see what's going on back there. The girl's a little shorter and she's kind of kneeling down just a bit to see what's going on. And they're just interested in the horses. And I could have shouted orders at them like, look here, or smile or something like that. But honestly, when you're taking a picture of the kids, it's just you get the best results just letting them do their thing and then be present with your camera. Another problem, though, is that you can't really control the horses. Well, the riders can. I can't since I'm taking pictures way in the background. So my solution to all this was I saw the kids standing on this crossbeam, and I quickly crouched down low and I fired off a couple of shots. And I didn't have a lot of time, but I really wanted to get this shot with the kids in the foreground and the horses in the background. It wasn't exactly what I was going for, but I actually like this one better. I think there's a lot more going on in here. And as I look at this photo, I'm really proud of this. Honestly, I'm just so pleased with how this turned out. You got the kids in the foreground and they're clearly interested in what's happening. And some people say that every photo should tell a story. And this photo, to me, it tells a story. And I don't know what's going on in the minds of the kids. Maybe they're just thinking about getting some candy later on or something, but it looks like they're really intently watching the horses. And maybe the little girl, she rides horses and she's only 5 years old. And so maybe she's thinking about when she grows up, she wants to be on the riding team over there. I don't know what's going on in their minds, but to me, it tells a story. And I really like how the larger horse that's slightly closer is framed between the fence post and my son. And then you got that other horse in the background. You got the spectators way on the side. I'm just so pleased with how this all turned out, especially since there wasn't much that I could actually control. I shot this in aperture priority at f2.8 because I wanted to get some depth of field, especially with a lot of distance between the kids and the horses. The wider your aperture, the better your depth of field is going to be. ISO 100 because it was a super bright day. On a kit lens, you wouldn't have been able to get this photo. And sometimes I feel like I'm a little hard on kit lenses. But honestly, to get this photo, you need a lens with a wide aperture. A kit lens zoomed into 50 millimeters, the aperture would be so small that you wouldn't really get that sense of depth going on between the kids and the horses. Sure, you could have zoomed out to 18 millimeters on a kit lens and used a wider aperture of around like f3.5, but then you wouldn't have the same compositional style here. So to get a photo like this, you got to ditch that kit lens to get something else. Not necessarily a 50 always, but there's upgrade that lens a little bit. And this photo is also an illustration of why knowing the fundamentals of photography are so important. So I knew the shot that I was looking for. I knew how to compose it. Once I saw these kids, I kind of knew in my mind what I was going for. I knew how I wanted the subjects to be framed. I even knew the lighting. See those people in the stands? That's where most of the people were watching. But I knew if I took a photo from there, everything would be super backlit and it would have made a terrible picture. So not that this photo is perfect in every level. Far from it. There's a lot of things that could be improved. But just knowing those fundamentals and having practiced them over the past several years allowed me to get this photo when I really wanted to, when the time was right. And if I can impart a lesson after all of this, It's just to practice, especially the fundamentals. That way, when you got to nail the shot, you'll know what to do and you won't have to spend time fiddling with your camera or taking 10 pictures and then looking at the back of the camera to see if you did it right. I don't even do that anymore. I turned off the auto preview where it just shows you the photo because I feel like the more I can learn the fundamentals of photography and trust myself to get the photo that I'm looking for, the less I have to continually check the back of the screen to see if everything worked out. And this shot also, to kind of wrap things up here, it marks 2 years of Weekly 50. I feel like I've come so far since those early shots, and I'm super pleased with how the past 2 years have gone. The whole point of Weekly 50 initially was to force me to take more pictures and to sort of hold myself accountable for learning more about photography and taking more pictures and keeping the camera off my shelf and in my hands. And I've certainly done that. And I feel like the more I know about photography, the more fun it is and the better my pictures get. But also the more I have left to learn, oh my goodness, now that I know more about photography, I realize that there's just so much more I don't know. And the road ahead is so much longer than I ever knew before I started photography. So thanks for being a part of this journey of photography for the last couple of years. And I'm so excited for what the future brings. And thank you for being a small part of it. You who read this blog, look at the pictures, and listen to the podcast.